is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Israel threatened by Hezbollah, a terror organization that dominates the people of Lebanon and the region entirely. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, joins me, and we're very pleased to welcome Yoram Schweitzer, who is Senior Research Fellow at the Institute for National Security Studies. Yoram, a very good evening to you. The headline from the Times of Israel: the Prime Minister flies over Israeli gas field claimed by Lebanon amid Hezbollah threats. Hezbollah is threatening Israel about the gas field, about the border region, just threatening. Is this regular threats, or is this a propitious time for new kinds of threats? Good evening to you, Yoram.
Good evening. It seems that Nasrallah has raised the ante of his threats, and I think he is trying to take the opportunity of this maritime dispute, which has been with us for quite a long time, to advance his own purposes, to present itself as the defender of the Lebanese interests, to justify the exclusive armed militia that he has. And he sent a signal to Israel, a kinetic cognitive signal, trying to make his verbal threats with a tangible gesture.
Hassan Nasrallah is the leader, the dictator of the Hezbollah terror organization. Malcolm, you have a question for Yoram.
So what was the impact of the launching of the drones? Were they really intended just to send a statement? Was it a test for future kind of operation? Did they have the range to actually reach the Karish oil rig?
Yes, I think they had the capabilities. And there's no question that this was, as I mentioned before, a kinetic cognitive gesture. They were not armed. He wanted to send a signal to Israel. He admitted it in its second speech on the 13th of July. He admitted it. He wanted to raise Israel's attention, to send signals to Israel that he has more capabilities and the next ones will be more kinetic. That's what he said.
The use of drones, offensive, provocative, threatening, is this fresh to Hezbollah? Is this the first time you've seen this?
No. They launched already UAVs towards Israel. It's not the first, it's not the second time. This time it was aimed toward Karish with full intention to point to Israel that for him, and he of course backed it in his verbal threats, for him and for Lebanon, because he's taking the role by himself without any consent of the Lebanese government, to threaten Israel that Israel should stop drilling that is supposed to start on September. So we know that he has already done these gestures. This time it was toward Karish, which is a strategic point for Israel.
Malcolm?
Is there really a diplomatic solution on the table? Is there anything in the offing? I saw that Nasrallah sort of backed off the threat a little bit, but he sustains it at the same time. So is there a diplomatic solution, something that Israel could live with? What guarantees would Israel and energy on need for that to happen?
I think, first of all, there is a negotiation, whether the negotiation can be completed with a concrete achievement. It's something to be seen. There is a precipitation of the negotiation. There are voices in Lebanon which oppose Hezbollah gesture, kinetic gesture, and would have liked to see this negotiation completed in a positive way with some kind of compromise. But Nasrallah is playing the guardian with these capabilities, which we know he has. We are not sure that he is capable of hurting Israel, but he has capability to launch more sophisticated, more heavy loaded, not only missiles, but also UAVs. So he has the capabilities and is maintaining a position of the guardian, the armed guardian of the Lebanese interest, which nobody elected him for.
Who is the audience for Nasrallah's gesture or threat here? Is it outside of the region? Is it Damascus? Is it Tehran? Is it Moscow, Yoram?
It's all of them, plus Lebanon, plus Israel, plus the Europeans, plus the United States. Look, he was very transparent in his speech. He said that it is intended to influence the Americans, the Israelis, the Europeans, that if Lebanon is not being part of the deal, and until then Israel should not drill or let the Greek company drill, then he will take the next measure. That's what he says quite blatantly and quite openly. And he's trying to play a regional role, and he has the axis, it's not the Shiite axis, because it includes the Palestinians, includes militias, other militias in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen. And Iran, of course, is backing Hezbollah, because Iran has other interests vis-a-vis Israel and vis-a-vis the Western partners.
How far would Iran let this go? Is it in Iran's interest now to promote this? It's a diversion to show its influence, to react to the president's visit?
I think Iran will look at the situation. I think that Iran, if it's not initiated the issue, as I think it has its own Lebanese interests, but I'm sure that Iran is within this circle of decisions, although Nasrallah can conduct his own operation if he wants. It's not that Iran is directly directing Hezbollah. Hezbollah has its own initiatives and own interests, but they're definitely in concert in this. And again, Nasrallah is not keen to have more belligerent acts with Israel. I think he knows the consequences. But as he says, for him, it's an option. And this is something which is more aggressive than he used to do in the past, definitely in this vis-a-vis an Israeli strategic asset.
Energy is the story now in Europe and throughout the world. The natural gas of Eastern Mediterranean is profoundly important. So what we're looking at here is one dictator of one terror organization holding up the development of something that can help all of NATO, all of the European Union, and, of course, the Middle East at the same time. Do I say all that correctly?
I think that Nasrallah is playing a role of a regional mini superpower, if you wish. He has high ambitions, although he's emphasizing all the time the local interest of Lebanon. He is saying, that's how he presented it, that he is defending the economic water of Lebanon, of not being deprived by the Israelis and by the Americans who are scheming to put Lebanon aside and basically rip their national resources. Of course, it has nothing to do with reality. I think Israel has always been very interested in having some kind of agreement with Lebanon, not some kind, agreement with Lebanon, and compromise on the sharing of the gas, the potential gas. And that's Lebanon who quit it and made new demands after some kind of agreement in 2010 and 2011. Then they came with a very enlarged offer, or dictatum, if you wish, to have much larger proportion of the oil field. So I think now in Lebanon, in Lebanon itself, not Hezbollah, there is a desire, I think, to be involved in precipitated negotiation in order to come up with some solution that will refrain this region from belligerent acts.
Yoram Schweitzer is Senior Research Fellow, Institute for National Security Studies, Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Batchelor.